Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by. Lori and Company in Circle. Got a few things to go over today, and as usual, things are kind of hectic. I just put out the ICU guide, ICU news, in Circle Us directory. Yeah, I'm going out on a limb by preparing this because I can't find images that are necessarily uncopyrighted. So, like, how are you supposed to talk about someone? You know, supposed to put a link in a directory? Like, it doesn't work. You have to have an image so you can say this is, you know, the leader of Japan, Abe. So, I don't know. I'm probably going to get lawsuits up the kazoo, which, you know, I need, like, a hole in the head after what I've been through. But, you know, I really think it's important that we can see the information and look at it and, you know, recognize people because, you know, the people that need to wake up, you know, they're still playing video games and you know, watching makeup tutorials. I mean, these young people are so freaking out of it. It's revolting that the idea that we let our kids be dumbed down into zombies by these evil, corrupt people. All right, I'm going to get myself a stroke if I keep it up. All right, if you want to call in and talk, it's 563-999-3471. You just call in. It doesn't show your name or your own phone number. And it's totally fine to do. So if you want to do that, go ahead. I wanted to share that the ICU guide is over at Rumble on the In Circle Us channel, and you know I've put the link to make it even worse. I labor over this thing, and then I can't get it to download over and over again. It keeps refusing to let me download my own intellectual property. So I'm a little bit riled up because I can't stand the machinations that I have had to deal with. And I'm sure other people have had the same kind of stuff go on with them. But these control freaks are so out of control. I mean, I have spent my time and sleepless nights and all the things that I've put into this. I put it over at Lori and Company _ Mark. They won't even let me have my own handles that I've created that were normal handles like Inspired Buzz and Laura Bella and Lori and Company. They keep banning me, so I end up with these stupid ass handles on social media. So on Twitter, I'm Lori and Company _. Anyway, I posted the proof of what they did over and over again. I've been for days trying to download this thing, and it won't let me, but I can share the link so that, you know, that give them some free advertising. I mean, it's bad enough that I've paid for the use of this platform, Canva, but I've also been blocked from my paid account, so they forced me to use either buy another one or to, you know, use the free one. So it's like, you know, I don't deserve to be treated the way I've been treated. Okay, I don't know. I want to keep complaining about that, but over and over again, they make it so freaking difficult. They log me out of accounts and I'm logged into looking at, and suddenly I'm logged out. So then I spend time looking for my login information, couldn't save it because Glenn Beck said years ago, don't save your login information because it's hackable. Then my email, as maybe you don't know, but a lot of email accounts, a lot of email providers were hacked, and so a lot of personal information got out there. So, like, with you've heard about people having their deeds or their property stolen, it's because of the insecure email accounts that are out there that charge people, or some of them don't charge, but then they end up not being secure because it's too expensive for them to actually lock down their email platforms. But they make a lot of money on selling your info and giving it to the highest bidder. And if you get if they get hacked and all of your personal info on your loan documents for the property you bought or the car you bought gets out there, oh well. Okay, so we have really stupid morons running things, and then people like me were naive and thought that, you know, they would have regulations on them and be protecting the American people and not let them just be savaged like wild dogs. And that's partly why I was reading the book about my friend the Huskies, because it's about wild dogs and the Huskies. And I'm going to take a break from that story because it just doesn't put me in a good mood. But anyway, there'll be another story later record and put up there today if I have time. You know, I've been struggling with this, trying to get it done, trying to get information conveyed so that people can hopefully go like, oh my gosh, I had no idea, right? And then I think, if they're not paying attention to you, if they're not paying attention to famous people, then they're not going to pay attention to this. But I'm a cockeyed optimist, so I keep trying, but I'm pretty much at the end of my rope because I have so much to do. I've got company coming. I can't be struggling with trying to download a video over and over again and having it be thwarted. So I am very, very upset with Canva, and I won't be talking about you to other people because you could let me download my own video and you won't. Okay, you're just so devious. You want me to put your link out there so you can get more people's personal info and make more money, as if you're not making enough money as it is. Gosh, I haven't made anything. Okay, my business is totally flat. Nobody wants to order anything because they think, oh, you know, this woman smeared all over the place online. She must not be someone to do business with. You know, I don't need this. Okay, I'm doing this for other greater reasons, for trying to wake up people so that we could actually have a chance of having the world that the Lord wants us to have. All right, I'm digressing. All right, so I put it over there, the directory. I call it the ICU guide. I think that you'll enjoy it and share the link. You can download PDF, but it's too many pages to put on the bookcase. So I need to get it onto my own site. But I've been blocked by my own site, the community site, blog.loribella. I'm having trouble editing the site at loribella.com. I was able to do it, and now the changes I make don't show. So all I can think of is that these companies that are out there, like PrestaShop and Canva and Blog Talk Radio, they have employees that are very, very well paid on the side by the shadow government, because I don't think this is normal to have so much trouble, okay? And it's not like, I mean, I'm doing it, I'm creating it, it's there, and then suddenly it's not, stuff is deleted, all kinds of troubles. And I said, I don't want to be a complainer, but it's very exasperating. And then right when it gets to the good part, which we're in right now, I'm going to be blocked by my own accounts and my own creations, my own videos, my own ability to communicate. That's why I put a lot of tools over on Getter, my Loribella page there, because I'm hoping people will, you know, look at the vision board and go, oh, okay, there's some help I can organize my own class or my own event or my own crew to clean up a park or, you know, whatever it is that you feel that the Lord's asking you to do, you know, that you can get organized and stay organized. So I put the tools over there on my vision page. It's not Lori Company B. And I think I have Lori Bella and also Encircle Us members. So, you know, at least at Getter, they don't mess with me, which is nice. They also have on Cowboy Logic, they on Thursday nights have a barn party and they have a live stream and chat. So get over to that because all the stuff about what happened on January 6th is coming out. Tucker Carlson was given the videos because he's the only one that the good people trusted to not sit on it because Tucker is a patriot and he's actually from San Diego. And so are a lot of other people in news, which will remain unmentioned. But Tucker went, it's 14,000 hours, maybe more. And he's gone through it and they're finding that what the media said and what Congress said and what Pelosi, the mafia queen, said is not true. And these poor people have had their lives totally screwed with and lost their homes, lost their families, had to put their kids over to their parents and their wife's probably trying to work jobs to make ends meet because they have had their income stop because they've been in prison since January 6, 2021. And if that doesn't piss you off, then you're not an American citizen and you should just leave right now. God. Unbelievable. The machinations of these freaking Nazis. May you have painful, horrible deaths. Drop over dead. Your tongues pop out of your mouth black and your eyes bulge out and you fall over dead as a doorknob because you people are evil. Yeah, I just said it. You don't. You're pushing us to do something that you don't want to have done. Okay. We're not going to take this any longer. And I say we, I mean, the American patriots, people who pay the damn taxes that built this country, and you scum come in and start screwing with us and arresting innocent people and framing innocent people and screwing with people like me. And in my case, you took years of my life away because we were fighting to try to get our money back that Obama Biden stole. Okay, thank God Trump and his friends and my friends in real estate and in Congress and local politics believed me because I wouldn't have gotten our money back that was stolen when we sold our house, which we had to sell because my husband got fired only after Bill Gates got on the board. Yeah, that's how these suckers roll. They just screw with people. And if you haven't had enough, then maybe you need to have similar stuff happen to you and then you'll get fed up as well. Oh. All right, I'm going to try to calm down because I know you don't want to hear me rant, and I know how I sound, and that's part of why I think they screw with me is because they like to hear me get pissed off, and it's like they actually get, you know, sexually excited by screwing with people. They enjoy making people have their peace and harmony ruined. I have a lot to do. Okay, I can't be trying for hours to proofread and try to upload repeatedly a video that I created. Okay, Canva, you didn't create that. I created it. Now you're just going to let it, I don't even get any credit for it or even get a chance to make some money off of it, which probably would be amount to $1.50 because they don't even pay people for what their videos are bringing in, especially YouTube. So, you know, I just am so fed up with the whole thing. All right. All right. Catherine Engelbrecht started to the vote, and she is now with it's on her LinkedIn page. I think it's called Get Covered or something like that. It's a way to help people who don't have insurance to get coverage. And Kevin Engelbrecht Engelbrecht has been under under targeting as well, because she dared to try to clean up the voter rolls and started an organization and a 401, which Obama went after all the conservative nonprofits that were trying to get going and get started so we could actually fight back against these freaking monsters. And Obama went after Catherine Engelbrecht's to the vote .org, which all they wanted to do was clean up the polls. And if you don't think that there's illegal aliens and foreigners and terrorists voting in our elections, then you're stupid. Even my husband, who's from Holland, went down and said he wanted to vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger. And they said, sure, no problem. And they didn't ask him one thing. They didn't ask him to verify his address or anything. And he was shocked, because that's not how it works in Holland. And he didn't vote because he didn't want to break the law. But he could have very easily, because the Democrats are lawless. You're evil and lawless. Ugh. I mean, it's not like a little bit. It's big time. And we're supposed to be happy to live with you, to have you as employees, to work with you, to give you our personal information. Obama hired literally felons to run Obamacare, okay? They sold your info out, okay? The list of people who have registered gun owners, he sold that information too, okay? These people are the scum of the earth, Marxist radicals. They're not even fit to run a garage sale. And here they are in our office. When Hillary and Bill Clinton got into power, they got rid of everybody that was decent, got rid of people that had been in their jobs for years and years, that were close to retirement. It was called Travelgate. They went after people who they knew wouldn't play ball with their scummy friends and pad up travel expenses for all their friends that weren't paid for by the friends, but by taxpayers. I mean, they're freaking criminals. They're like Bonnie and Clyde of politics. And now they're talking about Obama's wife, whatever that thing is, running for office. God, the most ungrateful Marxist radical scum of the earth that ever was, besides Obama. And then they're going to put her out there, and all the stupid, uninformed black people will vote for her. Do you know what her parents did for a living in Chicago? Do you know why he got elevated? Do you know who Obama is? Do you know what he's about? Get a clue, people. Democrat caucus with Hillary and Obama running against each other. Obama sent the Black Panthers to the caucuses and they were there to intimidate the white senior citizens. And they got they didn't beat them up, but they sure got them, roughed them up and like tried to intimidate them from being there. Because they send the scum of the earth to work at the polls. People who for $50 will dump a batch of ballots. You think these people are like you? They're not. Okay, these are imported scum. These are hired saboteurs. These are Marxists and foreign insurgents. We're in a war, people, and if you don't get it, then if you don't get it soon, you're never going to get it. All right, so website called for the number 4patriots.com. They have all kinds of stuff to help you get ready for what's next, and including like generators and survival supplies, food, all that kind of stuff. You want to be in a position where you don't have to ask anyone for help. Because guess what? When things go down the tubes, which unless they get these criminals out of office, that's what's going to happen, World War III or worse, you're not going to be able to rely on the government to come in and help you, okay? They're not going to be able to even help themselves, because what they are going to be doing is hiding down in the bunkers that they built with our tax dollars. They built palaces down below Washington, D.C., and I mean palaces like with everything that you could possibly want. It's literally underground cities under a lot of the big cities in America. And that's why they don't care what really happens, because they'll be giving notice about it and they'll be running to the bunkers or the, what do you call it? They're called DUMs, deep underground military bases. And that's where they will be. And we can just, you know, fend for ourselves up here and be eating, you know, rats and birds, I guess. And they'll come back up when, you know, things settle down, clean up the mess and, you know, have the unpopulated world that they, these climate freaks want. If you want to have a good climate, don't let people like Bill Gates and George Soros be in power, okay? And if they were really worried about climate change, why are they and Al Gore buying property near the ocean? They're liars, okay? These are opportunists. They make money. They see a way to find a way to tax people on carbon taxes and all that stuff while they let their owners in China and India just, you know, keep polluting. So, you know, wake up, people, okay? Stop being such freaking suckers. Oh. All right, so I want to tell you, I'm going to put up some pictures of some nice things that I did recently that were very, one was going to the wineries over in Ramona. Ramona has a very unusual climate, cold at night and hot during the day, kind of like Italy or Spain. And they've started having a really big, a lot of wineries are popping up. And I went to one in particular called Rancho San Martin, done by a husband and wife. Now, it's not even a big place, but it's just very pleasant and they're super people and their wine is outstanding. And, you know, they didn't even go to school to learn how to do that. And they're doing a great job. And I found out about them because of an event I went to, and they were serving their wine at the event. So there's a guide for Ramona, and you can see what I'm talking about. It's ramonaguide.com. And I'm going to plug them because, you know, I know from, I was in print advertising or online advertising for Pure Bride. And it's a really tough business. And so I'm going to plug RamonaGuide.com because I know that they are working hard to try to help small businesses stay in business. Mm-hmm. You know, the other part of what was going on with this lockdown was to totally cripple the small businesses because the Democrat Party in particular wants big voting blocks by having them be unionized, and then they can tell the union members how to vote, and that's why they want to have card check, which means that they get to see how you vote, because if you don't vote the right way, then you suddenly are getting complaints against you, and you're suddenly losing your job. I remember when I had my incident that happened to me at my college job, they were all interested in helping me until they realized that I had not joined the union, and then suddenly I was persona non grata, meaning, you know, here's your hacket, what's your hurry? Like, they weren't going to help me because I had not joined the union. But until they realized that, they were very much thinking I had discriminated against. And, you know, one of the things that happened to me was that my whole department talked politics all the time and bashing, at the time it was Bush, talking about how great Hillary and Obama were. And, you know, I would interject and say, well, did you hear about this? And because I wasn't a Democrat, leftist, moron like they were, you know, they put the word out to get rid of me. And they had at the time, a year probation. And I was like a couple of months, 2 months short of it. And it wasn't anything I could do because, you know, they wanted one of their other friends to have my job. And so I got pushed out and the Hispanic person got put in. And, you know, I had done my own job, my own communications assistant job, and I had also organized their 60th anniversary event. And I worked basically two jobs. I was probably putting in 45, 50 hours trying to get sponsors and get people involved. And I was like so gung-ho because I wanted to have the local college campus be fixed up because just as usual, Democrats are in charge of the budget and they waste money and they don't know how to manage money. And so they didn't have it budgeted to fix up the campus or to even have a 60th anniversary event. So I worked like a dog on that, and then I get fired on top of it. So, yeah, I'm a little bitter. And then I see my area going down the tubes as well because I keep putting in all these people that don't think it's unusual to have to support other nations' people. Like they think that that's part of socialism is what Jesus would do. No, Jesus never said that. Jesus said, "Teach a man to fish so that he can take care of himself. They don't give him fish." Okay, it's socialism part is supposed to come from a community that you hear about. This person having troubles or that they had a bad storm and they've got a tree that went down and you go over and you help them. That's what the Bible is talking about, not about other people living off of other people. Okay. You're supposed to be productive and self-sufficient, and Democrats are liars. So they try to pretend to their clueless, ignorant base that it's okay to suck off of other people. No, it's not. Okay. Bunch of losers. So anyway, when I had such trouble for days now trying to get my directory, my ICU guide to download so I could upload it over at Rumble and then have it's animated so it's kind of, cool, have it be that people could look at it, I realized, okay, they're not letting me download this because they want me to put out the URL instead that has their name, Canva, in it. So that means that A, they get free advertising. B, I don't get any credit for it because you can't tell by looking at it that it's my channel. It's not like people are going to come to my channel to look at it. They're just going to look at the Canva link. And on top of it, if there was any chance of having a lot of people look at it, it wouldn't be monetized. So, the $1.50 that I would have gotten, I won't get. So it's like, it's bad enough to be a volunteer. But then when you try to do something to get an income, it's thwarted, like as in trying to get sponsors because they don't want to sponsor. They don't want to approve me as an affiliate because I'm talking about child sex, and I'm talking about how horrible Biden is, and I talked about January 6th because those men and women were mistreated. It's coming out that what I said months ago, that they lied about the person that was supposedly killed at the event. That's not what happened. He had a stroke a day or two later, but that wasn't because of being hurt at the lie. The Democrats just lie because that's what they do. They're scum of the earth, not fit to be called Americans. All of you in Congress, you're revolting, all of you, okay? And there's not one of you that I would trust in a room with money or kids or naked woman because you're a bunch of perverts. Yeah, you're evil. We see you as you are. You cheat to get into office. You stay there for decades, and you live off of taxpayers, and you waste our money, and then you suck it off on the side, siphon it off. You're as disgusting and loathsome as they come. And then we denounce you in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. You're going down. You're going to either fall over dead, or you're going to be arrested. Take your choice. declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. I know there's no other people out there talking the way I do. That's because they're a bunch of wimps as well. They're all afraid of losing their subscriber, losing their tithes from their congregation, or losing their advertisers. Okay, I've got nothing to lose. Okay, well, I've got my life to lose, but I've already had my life so screwed with by these freaking demons that I'm just out there and saying what has to be said. All right, I'm going to read this from the Valley magazine. I think that is an important information to get out there. And if you J6ers are listening, I know you're hurting, and I know you're wondering what happened. And you're right. You thought that the American people would stand up for you, send you money for your legal bills so you could hire decent lawyers, and send you enough money that you can make phone calls. You know, it's pretty pitiful that when you call into cowboylogic.us that your phone call gets cut off because you don't have enough balance in your phone accounts to make phone calls. So not only are you in prison unjustly, have lost everything, lost your job, lost your home, lost your family, but on top of it, you don't have any money to even make phone calls. And I'm calling on the American people. You stand up for these men and women, especially the veterans and the militias that were there. They were there to protect women and children because Pelosi refused to get National Guard. Trump said, I know, D.C., you have to buy the rules because you people, D.C. is separate from the rest of the United States. You have to request National Guard to be present. And the paid-off demon rat mayor, as well as Nancy Pelosi, the mafia queen crook that she is, and you are, and you know it. You had your daughter there with a film crew. You knew what was being set up and what was going to go down. You're wicked. Evil, and you're denounced, and you are excommunicated from the Catholic Church for good reason, because you push abortion. You're a freaking pathetic Catholic and human being. Anyway, they men that are in prison right now, they don't even have enough money to call home. So you get over to j6truth.org. You help these men out. They need good lawyers. They need civil rights lawyers. Okay. Nobody wants to help them because, oh, well, they were terrorists. No, they weren't. They were set up to be viewed as terrorists in order to promulgate and promote the idea that Trump is a terrible man and he instigated a coup against the Congress. No, under the law, you're allowed to have a redress. You're allowed to have a protest. When you have a blatantly in our faces stolen election with papered over windows and machines that stop and then they wait until the next day so they can bring in more ballots and all the other stuff that went down and was documented, they tracked the ballots, you stupid Democrats. They had watermarks on them, so to speak. They had little tiny embedded trackers on them. They know where they came from and who did it. Okay, so you freaking stupid Democrats, you should just resign because you won't be safe on the streets. Okay, people are dead because of what you've done. You pushed a jab that was unsafe. You knowingly let in hundreds of thousands of unvetted, sick criminals into our borders and our ports and our airports. And then you have the audacity to call us terrorists. You're the freaking terrorists. You're wicked. Ooh, can't believe how far gone this country is, all because of Obama, the destroyer, and Biden, the communist agent. Unbelievable. So the men that and women that were arrested on January 6th, the Democrats weren't arrested. The BLM and Antifa scum that were there, that were told, okay, get wild and get woolly because we'll make sure you get out of prison because, you know, we really want to pay for your upkeep in prison because the cities that are run by Democrats are all broke, so they don't have money for prison because it's about $70,000 a year to take care of scum of the earth, and most of them are Democrats. Yeah, so the Democrats said, okay, Antifa and BLM and La Raza and commies for hire and all the rest of you scumbags and you crisis actors too, come down to D.C. and do what we tell you to do and, you know, get wild and break things, and then we'll let you off. But we'll make sure that these horrible Trump supporters get to be in prison because, God, they're so wicked. Yeah, the ones that own the businesses, the ones that pay the taxes, the ones that fix your cars, the ones that teach your kids, the ones that teach scout, teach Little League and mentor kids and Boy Scouts. And yeah, we're the ones that are terrible, but your demon rat base, you get to walk free. None of those Democrats got arrested, only Trump people. And they just look at how you vote, and then they go after you. And that's why they went after me, because I was very, very, very vocal against Obama, because I knew what he was and who he was and who sent him. And I said, well, you've got to stand up because it's going to be too late. And they went after my family. They went after my brothers, my sister, my twin. I mean, these people are without any moral compass. I mean, they're like wild dogs, okay? I'm sorry, but they're not, I don't even want to call them humans. They're not, they don't behave like humans because they're zombies and they're occupied by demonic forces. So, continuing on, and I know how I sound, but I keep having all this, what I call machinations, done to me because they want me to give up. And I guess I'm going to have to because it's not worth it. My house is in shambles. We have had roofs and other problems. I've got company coming, and I'm not ready because I've been working on this. This director, I think, would help people to be like, oh, it's like a book almost. And then on top of it, I keep trying to spend time finding images that aren't copyright protected. I can't do what has, I mean, if someone has an image up there, then it's free for all. I'm not uploading it. I'm just copying the image address. But I'll probably still be in trouble, so that's going to make my husband very upset with me. This is from the Valley Center, Valley Magazine. The article is called The Right Generals by Keith Simpson. He represents Valley Center Republicans. In the Civil War, the first 2 years did not go well for the Union's General George B. McClellan. He was a good organizer, but he was timid in battle. General Ambrose E. Burnside's complicated and confusing orders were just one reason his assaults against Confederate forces at Antietam and Fredericksburg failed miserably. Although he never won any battles, General John Pope liked to give pompous self-promoting speeches. Finally, in 1863, President Lincoln appointed Ulysses S. Grant as commander of the Union forces. Many advised Lincoln against Grant. Compared to other generals, he didn't know much about strategy, tactics, or logistics. Plus, he liked to drink, which he did frequently and with enthusiasm. He didn't worry too much about polishing his boots or keeping his uniform pressed. Despite his faults, however, Grant had guts and sound instincts, and after Grant's decisive victory in the Battle of Vicksburg, President Lincoln famously said, "I can't spare this man. He fights." In recent decades, Democrats have been waging a new type of civil war to transform America from within. Cannons and guns are not needed. Bureaucracies, regulations, and lawsuits are the weapon of choice. Not all Democrats, of course, support the war, but there's no doubt the war is taking place. Democratic generals are bold, strategic, and relentless. In their new civil war, they have targeted and weakened pillars of American society, including Judeo-Christian morality, the Declaration of Independence, and the U.S. Constitution. In a country founded on the idea of limited government, they have created the biggest and most powerful central government in human history. In a country based on freedom, they attack freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and free enterprise. As a group, Republican leaders are different. Many don't seem to take the fight seriously. Some are constrained by public opinion and social ridicule. Republican generals seldom break free and seldom even want to break free from the progressive paradigms, values, and language that dominate our culture. Particularly damaging is the fact Republican politicians have too often gone along with senseless spending programs, engaged in superficial optimism, and participated in foolish bipartisanship, which has aided and abetted the leftist revolution. For decades, Republicans have been suffering under leaders like McClellan, Burnside, and Pope. Good men, to be sure, but leaders who fail to grasp the transformational nature of the war we're in. To turn the tide, America must vote for leaders like General Grant, who don't care about the niceties of war or how they look or what other people say about them, but they know how to fight. Join the leaders of the Valley Center Republicans and fight to keep Valley Center a community that holds fast to our country values and our values. We gather the last Tuesday of every month and have interesting speakers that not only address politics, but issues that affect our families, businesses, rights, and freedoms. Our February 28th meeting will be held at the Valley Center at 6 p.m. So the last meeting was last week. For more information on the Valley Center Republicans, visit our website, valleycentergop.org. I read that because I think it's important for you to realize that most of us that are the most vocal are not left or right. We just want to do what's right for our country. And running it into the ground, allowing in unvetted people, criminals, and basically, you know, all these countries are getting rid of their, lifers that they have in prison. You know, they're tired of paying for their upkeep, so they just dump them over here in America. And, it's more than that. It's like the article says, they find ways to just screw with us. People just want to be left alone. They don't want to be nickel and dime. They don't want to have some new, regulations and authority board come in. Oh, you know, I see that you're having too many events on your property. I'm sorry, but, we've got to shut you down. Is anyone complaining? No, but we're going to do it anyway. It's like I went to a winery recently and they can't have events even though their place is, plenty big enough and lots of parking because the state wants their piece of the pie, so to speak. They're just a bunch of parasites. They don't actually do anything. They didn't plant any of the vines or do any of the harvesting or make any of the wine, but they want their taxes on it. If they sell it, they want to have their hands in everything. And if that doesn't bother you, that your labor, that things that you do are making other people wealthy, then you're a real fool. I mean, who would volunteer to pay more taxes? Nobody. But how they get around it is by pretending that the wealthy are being taxed. And that's not true. Okay, the wealthy are taxed, but they're paying the biggest chunk of the taxes. But when you're paying more for, eggs and coffee, it's not like your income went up by the same amount. So they keep screwing with things because they're incompetent. Okay, they don't know how to run things like a business. And that's why we need President Trump. And I know a lot of people don't like him and are against him. But he became like more defensive than he would have because he was constantly embattled and embroiled in bullcrap and and false accusations and having his family and his friends harassed by these demon rats. I mean, they're demonic, okay? These people don't have any, not one scintilla of a conscience. They don't care if they ruin people's lives. They don't care that for 5 years my husband and I had no income, that we didn't get, the unemployment was turned off. They didn't send us welfare. They made it so that our assets were seized, and they didn't care if we had to eat bugs. They didn't give one crap because they're demon rats, okay? They're not fit to be in office. They're immoral, and they're wicked. And until you realize that, you're not going to get anything else because you're going to keep thinking, oh, this is a party of JFK. It's JFK would not be in this party. All right, so the news is that Russell Brand has spoken out on Bill Maher, the communist show. Bill Maher used to be a comedian. I personally think he's the bastard of Hugh Hefner, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But he used to be, you know, like at least reasonable. But, you know, his owners told him, you know, go after Trump, make fun of Trump, demonize Trump, make fun of, you know, put him down, make him look like a buffoon. You know, they would have pictures of Trump and they would make the red tones go up so he looked like he had flaming orange hair, like he's some clown. Like the stuff that they do, using videos that have been edited, like the one on Floyd, where they put the ending at the beginning at the end and the end at the beginning to make it seem like the poor felon who assaulted a pregnant woman with a knife and was on drugs, that, you know, the bad police officer, you know, killed him. He killed himself, okay? He had a heart attack or whatever happened to him. But the standard procedure was used for arresting George Floyd. And I don't care if you don't like hearing that, okay? You hover over the person, you put your knee over the back, you put the arms behind their back, and he resisted arrest. And he was a felon, so they proceeded the way you do when someone already has a record. All right, so don't have these stupid Democrats in the street looting and pillaging as an excuse. A bunch of lazy asses who can't get a job. So you go, oh, let's buy it. Let's go. You know, you're disgusting, and you should just go back to where you came from. Anyway, so you have Trump, who tried to do a lot in a 4-year period, with a whole lot of mess from Obama, the destroyer, to clean up. And he got a lot, but he also had people working against him. Because if you were on the take and sucking off the budgets and, you know, making sure you have, you know, off-books operations going on that, you know, fund your own personal bank account, you don't want to be scrutinized. And as soon as General Flynn, who was a JFK Democrat his whole life, Irish Catholic Democrat, as soon as General Flynn and his son started being asked to, you know, take a better look at the Department of Defense and the State Department, then suddenly all this, you know, hype and lies about Russian collusion and all that stuff. The person that was the Russian colluder was Hillary Clinton, the most vile, vacant piece of crap that ever walked into the State Department. And they, the people, if they were honest, they'd didn't want her to be president. But they were afraid of Trump being president because they were afraid that all their dirty deals would come out. They went after Trump. It's not that Trump is, like Michael Reagan said, and other people, Schlafly and or Schlatt, Mark Schlatt, oh, you know, we want to move on, or like Pence said, other candidates, better candidates than Trump will be available. No, that's not true. You people are spineless, and you couldn't defeat an ineligible, fraud, Marxist, Black Panther, terrorist-connected Obama, but you're somehow going to convince me that some nobody's going to come up and beat this system. Okay, the whole system is disgusting and corrupt and so far gone that there's no like little tweaks you can do to make it okay. You have people in D.C. that are literally Satanists and in secret societies that have no problem going on in front of the media and pretending that that the January 6th people were, you know, scaring them. And, we have the videos. We know what you did. I actually saw it in real time because I happened to have the time on my hands to look. And I knew it was going to be ugly, but I didn't think it would be what it was and that the truth would take so long to come out. So, Democrats, we are divorcing you. That's the next step because you people won't back off. We're divorcing you. You're going to go live in the cities run by Democrats. You won't be allowed into our cities because we don't want anything to do with you. Because just like the last civil war, you're going to make another civil war. But when this one's done, there'll be a whole lot less of you people than us. Because guess what? We're the people that protect our nation and other nations. We're the ones that actually lay down our life and lives for other people. You people don't do that. You're just Democrats. You're politicians. You're pencil pushers. You're bureaucrats. You're aristocrats. You're losers that put yourself into positions of power that you don't deserve. You're unworthy. You're not fit to run a garage sale. So it's done. It's over. You pushed us to this point where we're ready to have a civil war because of you. When the rest of the world finds out what you did on January 6, 2021, to the veterans and the patriots that were there, and when they see how demonic you really are and how willing to do anything to stay in power and have access to money that's not yours, it's our money, it's our tax dollars, we earned it. There's nothing in the Constitution about paying taxes on your income, only on property. You people just keep screwing and screwing and screwing us. Guess what? You're going to rue the day you messed with the USA. Declare it now, in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty, that we're done playing nice. Okay? We're done. We're giving this over to the Lord and his army of angels, and they're going to strike you down. We believe God's heavenly army now. Amen. So it is written, so it shall be done. You think that's funny? Wait and see. When you look in the mirror, you'll see how you really look to God. Okay, you'll be horrified. Okay? When you go places, you'll have your tongue come out of your mouth and it'll be black and it'll make people gasp. You'll have people run away in horror when you see the demon that's attached to you. That's what's going to be next. Okay, I'm sorry to tell you that. We kept hoping that you would wake up with the Asbury reawakening and the other events that happened. We thought maybe you would get it, like, God is real. And guess what? He's not pleased with a lot of the people, especially on the left. But you're not getting it. So you're going to have to be horrified. Your kids are going to be scared when they look at you because they'll see you how you really are. I mean, this is the veil is going down, okay? You're going to be shown as you really are. Why do you think Gavin Newsom is suddenly not running for office? The truth's coming out about him as well, okay? These people are inserted into office. They don't win elections, okay? They're inserted into office. And they don't have any business being in power because they're unfit and unworthy. Do you realize that when our country was founded, that it was considered an honor to be asked to represent your community or your town, and that it wasn't even for a salary? You got some traveling expenses and maybe some room and board. It wasn't supposed to be an overpaid part-time gig with full-time salary with Cadillac health insurance. People in Congress and government employees, they don't have Obamacare. They don't have to tell Obamacare scumbags that he hired what their income is and what their Social Security number is. They don't have to say, oh, I have to tell you my income went up $10.50. They are treating us like we're the servants. They're the public servants, okay? They're the ones that are supposed to serve us. They're the ones that have a job and have their fancy mansions because of our tax dollars. So guess what? Next step, for defunding the IRS. And you might think that's funny, but people thought it was funny when I said that we were going to defund, end abortion, overturn abortion, paid for by taxpayers. You know, you Democrats, if you want to abort babies, go ahead, but you pay for it with your own money, not our money. You're not going to put that sin on us, too, just like you stuck the sin of slavery on all of us. That's your sin, Democrats. You're the ones that segregated. You're the ones that started the KKK. You're the ones that did the Civil War because you wanted slavery for your plantations in the South. And then you have the audacity to go after Blake Lively because her and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, got married at a plantation that used to have slavery. The whole world had and has slavery. Right now, right this very moment, there's some kids being screwed by some Democrat because they like to have sex with kids. All right, so you're the people that we don't want anything to do with. And I'm sorry to be so mean and rude about it, but there's no convincing you people to play nice and be straight and be normal. You want to be wicked. That's your thing. Okay, fine. You're going to have to go live in a whole other section of the country because we are separating. All right, this was foreseen long, long time ago that the United States wouldn't stay united because of Democrats yet again screwing things up. So I say that we're done playing. It's a new day. We're going to kick ass and take names, and you will be disappeared instead of our people being killed and arrested. We're coming after you. All right? I'm sorry. That's not a threat. I'm just giving you a heads up. You think it's funny to send SWAT teams to people's houses like Roger Stone and scare the heck out of his sick wife in the middle of the night as if he's some terrorist criminal? You think it's funny to label U.S. citizens terrorists when all we're doing is trying to protest like Democrats do every day? You think it's funny to make it that we can't question a clearly strange and bogus stolen election that was hacked into by foreign powers, which demands under the U.S. law to have investigation when you have evidence of tampering? The machines were hooked to the internet. That's not allowed. Hello. They pretended they had leaks and floods that didn't happen so they could shut down. I mean, the wickedness of you people, the depravity. You're so ugly. Oh, my God. Inside and out, you're ugly. And if when people look at the ICU guide, I try to do it in such a way that even the most clueless Democrat can understand. If you want to live and you want to have a chance at a world that the Lord wants for us, you've got to vote for President Trump. And you got to stick with the Christians and the Jews and the good Muslims that understand this too. You know, there's a lot of Sikhs and Hindus in this movement, all kinds of people who aren't believers, people who are becoming believers. You know, it's a beautiful thing, so get on board. And if you want to sue me for the images I use, sue the people who put them up because they're the ones that put them up for the public. All right, be bold, be brave, and God willing, we'll all be free. God bless America, we can bless the world. And I know how I sound, but repeatedly, over and over again, fairly targeted, and I'm just done. God bless the men and women in the D.C. gulag. We are going to come. We're going to help you. I'm asking you to send money to J6 Truth. Help these people. They need money for lawyers because the demon rats are screwing with them.